Can I invite Wendy to come and share a testimony?
牧师还没有分享信息之前呢，我们来欢迎伟平姐妹来先分享。
Yeah. She's one of our members and working under weekly Bible translators, and for the last 3 years have been in Thailand. Let's give her a warm welcome.
我们来欢迎她来分享她在泰国在威克里夫的这个圣经翻译的工作来分享。
สวัสดีค่ะฉันชื่อ Wendy ค่ะเชื่อว่าทุกท่านน่าจะได้ยินถึงไทยกันแล้วขอถามว่ามีกี่คนที่เคยไปไทยขอยกมือหน่อยว้าเยอะเชื่อว่าทุกท่านไปที่นั่นแล้วคำแรกก็เรียนคำนี้สวัสดีค่ะวันนี้ผมต้องขอบคุณคือชัยมุสส์ที่ให้ผมมีโอกาสที่จะได้ในช่วงที่ผมแชร์ในไทยช่วงนี้แล้วผมก็ต้องขอบคุณคุณพ่อคุณแม่ที่ให้ผมสามารถทำงานแบบนี้ได้ไม่ง่ายเลยจริงๆให้คุณพ่อคุณแม่ให้ผมออกไปทำงานแบบนี้ได้那我在泰国大概有3年的时间，我第一年的时间呢是就是学泰语，那过后呢我就是学这个语言学，这样这次其实我现在是算是述职，就是回来休息一段时间，然后跟教会，然后跟弟兄姐妹还有跟家人再次的联系这样子，然后回去，我大概12月尾的时候我会回去。回去的时候我会做些什么工作呢？那我基本上我会做的那个工作是我们叫 phonology， 就是在圣经还没有翻译之前的那个前半部的那个步骤先要做，因为我们做的都是这些没有文字的少数民族。那在没有文字的这些少数民族当中，因为没有文字嘛，没有文字就不能够做圣经翻译了。这样要怎么样呢？那我就会进去，然后收集他们的这些词汇，然后还有就是分析到底这个语言，因为世界上所有的每一个语言一定有它的这个 consonants 和 vowels， 这样我要就是找出它的这个 consonant vowels 是什么，这个语言是否是有这个音节的，比如说我们中文妈妈妈妈，泰语妈妈妈妈妈，泰语有5个音，中文呢只有4个音，那如果这个少数民族这个语言它是不是也是像中文或者是泰语这样子有音节的呢？还是像马来语这样子是没有音节的？马来语是没有的吗？你巴都巴都巴都也是一样意思的，是没有变的。所以我回去的时候会做这样的工作。那这个当中呢，这个是泰国的一些少数民族，就是给你们大概知道一下，我们是在泰国跟其中的一间这个大学partnership，然后他们就给我们有这样子的一个工作，就是我们就是教他们创造了那个字过后呢，就教他们怎么样写，用他们的文字来写故事。这个就是他们第一次用自己的语言来写故事。当中呢，我们一次的这个工作坊呢是有几个少数民族的，当中有大概有八个少数民族，其中这3个少数民族在这个创制过后呢，他们是第一次用自己的语言来讲故事，还有文字的。当中你们看到他们的第一本书是什么？都是不同语言的，他们的第一本书是蚊子的故事。那你们可以为我来祷告，就是我会在一个就是东南亚的一个比较偏僻或者是比较敏感的一个地方来做这样子的一个 phonology 的工作。那你们可以围着这个那边的政治的情况来祷告。还有我们马来西亚人其实是很有语言恩赐的，所以希望有更多的年轻人，有更多的人愿意的在这方面做这方面的工作，就是语言学或者圣经翻译的工作。围着这个少数民族，这个我要将要过去，明年将要过去的这少数民族来祷告，因为也在经济方面他们也需要帮助，因为他们出来过后我们要付钱给他们，然后他们才能够有时间给我们来就是收集他们的这个文字，请你们为我祷告，谢谢。
I admire very much the work of Bible translation.
我就非常的羡慕这个圣经翻译的工作。
It's a very long, hard work.
是需要很长的时间，也需要付出很多的努力。
And there are about 6,000 languages in the world.
全世界呢有大约超过6000个语言。
And about 2,000 languages have Bible or portions of the Bible in their language.
有大约2000多种语言呢，已经被翻译成我们的这个圣经了。
So there is vast number of people group, language group that does not have any portion of scripture in their hands.
所以呢，有很还有很多个族群呢，是根本还没有整本的圣经或者甚至部分的圣经都还没有翻译成他们的语言。
If you have the whole Bible in your hand, this is very special.
如果你手中有一本完整的圣经呢，你是何等有福的。
There are over 300 languages in the Bible that have complete 300 over languages in the world that has complete Bibles.
那世界上有圣经呢，在世界上的语言呢，有翻译成超过400种语言了。
And for a person to learn a language and then try to translate the language, and some languages like the one that Wendy is going.Doesn't even have a written form.
那有很多的一些的语言呢是还没有文字的，就像我们 Wendy 姐妹在泰国所服侍的族群，所以需要很长的时间。
So she has to learn the language and put the language into writing into something writing and teach the people how to read their own language at the end.
那她需要先学习这一种语言，然后呢把它翻译成文字，然后再把这些文字呢教导给那些族群。
And in the end, to translate the Bible, it will take 15, 20 or more years. It's a lifetime work.
那最终呢，要翻译成一本圣经的话，就需要整20多年的时间，甚至一生一世的时间。
More than 10 years ago, I know of a missionary couple from Malaysia.
大约10年前呢，我认识来自我国的一对夫妻的宣教士。
They graduated in Australia.
他们从澳洲毕业。
The wife was an amazing, good musician, talented.
他的太太呢，在音乐方面呢是非常有恩赐的。
The husband was very good in language.
他的丈夫呢，在语言方面也非常很有这个恩赐。
They felt God led them to do the work of Bible translation.
他们就感觉上帝呼召他们要做这个圣经翻译的工作。
Join the Bible Weekly Bible Translators, the same one that Wendy is involved in.
也就是这个威克里夫的这个圣经翻译的团体。
So they got married.
他们就结婚了。
And then they to go to the place in Africa that speak French, they had to go to France for 4 years to learn the language of France first, French.
那他们要到的去服侍的地方就在非洲的某一个国家，是讲法国语的，所以他们需要先到法国去学习法文4年。
And they were blessed with 2 children, 1 boy and 1 girl.
上帝祝福他们有一男一女。
After 4 years, they went to a place called Mali in Africa to get used to jungle life.
4年过后呢，他们就被派到非洲马里的这个国家去适应森林的这个生活。
And after 1 year there, they finally went to the place that they wanted to work with.
过后呢，才被派到他们正式要服侍的地方。
They faced all kinds of sicknesses and diseases.
他们也患上了种种的疾病。
Even with the best medicine, there was a lot of difficulty.
虽然有最好的药物呢，可是他们也面对很大的困难。
And at the end of 4 years of the almost the first term,
那四年服侍了大约四年过后呢
，the wife encountered a sickness.
那她的太太呢就患病。
And she was pregnant at the time.
当时也怀孕了。
And because of the sickness, she passed away then.
就是因为她得病就去世了。
And also the baby inside as well died.
那个在母腹的婴儿呢也死了。
And they used all the insurance money just to bring the body back to Malaysia.
那这个保险呢就 的赔偿的金钱呢，就把他的遗体送回国。
It's a difficult work, involves a lot of sacrifices in the work of mission.
宣教是当中呢有很多很艰难的和长时间的工作。
This evening I'd like to meditate with you on this Psalm 67.
今天傍晚呢，我要和大家一起的来默想诗篇六十七篇。
Psalm is a hymn book of the people of God in the Old Testament.
在旧约时代的时候呢，诗篇呢是当时人的诗歌谱。
And they sang about how God delivered them and how God helped them.
他们就唱出上帝如何的来帮助他们拯救他们。
So they reflect the stories and experiences of God's people.
所以这些呢都讲述了上帝怎么样的对待他的子民。
And they sang psalms and rehearsed, and so doing, they remember God.
当他们唱出这些诗歌的时候呢，他们也纪念上帝。
Psalm 67 is known as a missionary psalm.
诗篇六十七篇呢，也被称为宣教士的诗篇。
And it begins with a prayer for blessing.
它是由祈求祝福的一个祷告为开始。
God be merciful to us.
他说愿神怜悯我们。
God be merciful to us.
愿神怜悯我们。
For unless God has mercy upon us, we are doomed.
如果上帝不向我们施怜悯的话呢，我们早就灭亡了。
The prophet Jeremiah said this, but which is true of all of us in the world.
先知耶利米也这样说，是关于我们人类的。
He says the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure.
他说人性比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢
？Our heart is defective spiritually.
属灵上来说呢，我们的心都非常的败坏。
There's something deeply wrong.
是非常的有邪恶的。
And we cannot change it ourselves.
我们自己无法去改变。
And because our heart is so deceitful, our nation is in such trouble.
就是因为我们的心如此的败坏，所以我们的国家也一样的陷入败坏的情景了。
I believe we are at the lowest ebb of morality in our nation.
我相信呢，我们国家也陷入了这个道德最败坏的情景了。
Steep in corruption and injustice.
有很严重的这个贪污和不公义的事。
God is a judge of all the earth.
上帝呢是全地的审判。
And when evil comes to a certain extent, He will judge.
当这些邪恶的事情到了某一个程度呢，他会采取行动来审判。
The warning signs are all over.
警告到处都能看见。
This past week, we hear and read about tsunamis and earthquakes and typhoons.
就在这一个星期以来呢，我们看到有许多地方发生了地震、飓风和还有这个海啸。
Entire villages have been wiped out.
我们看见呢，有整个甚至有整个村庄呢都被毁灭了。
In a matter of few seconds, thousands of people.Swallowed into the earthquake.
只不过在几秒分当中呢，好几千人都死亡了。
We might be tempted to think that this only happens to those people who are bad.
也许我们会想呢，这些灾难呢，只不过会发生在坏人的身上。
In Luke chapter 13,
在路加福音第十三章呢
，Jesus was once asked about what happened, There was a tower that fell and 18 people died. Why did the 18 people die?
当时呢，有一座高塔就倒塌下来了，导致十八个人死亡。那人就问耶稣，为什么偏偏这十八个人会死呢
？Only why those 18 and not the others?
为什么只有这十八个人其他人都没死呢
？Were the 18 people worse than others?
是否这十八个人呢，比别人更加的坏呢
？Jesus' reply was this.
耶稣的回答就是这样。
Unless you repent, you will likewise perish.
他说：“你若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。”
And that's why we all need God's mercy.
因此呢，我们所有的人都需要上帝的怜悯。
When God has mercy upon us, He will come and save us.
当上帝向我们施怜悯的时候，他会来拯救我们。
And so mercy is the first foundation of blessing.
所以呢，怜悯是任何祝福的第一个基础。
And so this is found in the first verse here. God be merciful to us.
所以呢，一开始的这里的这段祷告就提到愿神怜悯我们
and bless us，
赐福于我们
and make your face shine upon us，
用脸光照我们。
Because when God does bless us, you know, we know that He smiles upon us.
就是当上帝祝福我们的时候，我们知道他向我们在微笑。
We're all in desperate need of God's mercy.
我们都非常的需要上帝的怜悯。
We need God's blessing.
我们也需要上帝的祝福。
We need the smile of God.
我们也需要上帝向我们微笑。
And if you know the gospel, God has exactly done that for His people.
如果你懂得这个福音的话呢，上帝的确有这样为他的子民做。
Paul wrote in Ephesians.
保罗在以弗所书这样写。
God is rich in mercy.
上帝的怜悯非常的丰富。
And He has acted by awakening us from our spiritual deadness.
他就从我们属灵的黑暗和死亡中唤醒。
He delivered us from the wrath of God.
也把我们从上帝的愤怒当中拯救出来。
He's given us new life in Christ.
也透过在基督里呢赐给我们新的生命。
Raised us with Him and has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
也和基督一起的复活，也将天上每一样的属灵的恩赐赐给我们。
And because of His mercy.
也就是因为他的怜悯。
And for Christ's sake, God today forgive our sins when we come to Him in repentance.
为了基督的缘故呢，当我们来到上帝面前的时候，他会饶恕我们一切的罪恶。
For Christ's sake, God now hears our prayers.
为了基督的缘故，上帝也聆听我们的祷告。
He delivers us in times of distress.
也把我们从患难的时候呢拯救。
And He richly provides for all our needs.
也丰丰富富的供应我们的需要。
Indeed, God has blessed us.
的确的，上帝非常的祝福我们。
And for many of us, God has blessed far more.
至于我们当中呢，可能上帝绰绰有余的祝福我们。
He blesses our studies.
他祝福我们的学业。
And our businesses.
也祝福我们的生意，我们的事业。
Psalm 23 says, "Surely God's goodness and unfailing love is pursuing us." All the days of our life.
诗篇二十三篇这样说，就是上帝的恩慈和慈爱呢，就永永远远的随着我们。
And when we have finished our journey here,
当我们离开世界的时候呢
，we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们也永永远远的居住在上帝的家中。
And so for Christians, we are blessed. Out of our socks, my cup overflows. The psalmist says.
所以呢，这个世人就这样说呢，我们成为基督徒的呢，就福备满溢了。
There are about 6 billion people in the world.
世界上的60亿人口呢
？10 billion of them live every day with less than 5 ringgit a day.
有10亿的人口当中呢，他们每天的生活费呢，只少过5 令吉。
All of us are blessed far more than that.
所以我们这里每一个人呢，都何等的有福。
But why does God bless His people richly?
可是上帝为什么要丰丰富富的祝福他的子民呢？
I'm sure it's because He loves us and He delights so to bless.
我肯定是因为他这样的爱我们，也喜欢祝福我们。
But there's another side to this.
可是也有另一方面。
In Psalm 67 verse 2,
在诗篇六十七章的第二节呢，
God have mercy upon us and bless us so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations.
上帝怜悯我们，赐福于我们的好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
Has it ever occurred to you that God blesses people? God blesses so that His saving grace may be known to all people.
师父，我们有想过上帝来祝福我们呢，是为了让别人都知道他的这个拯救的恩典吗？
We are blessed for the sake of the world.
我们被祝福是为了世界的缘故。
That others might come to know His saving grace.
好让其他的也懂得他救恩的这个恩典。
God's blessing are meant to be a channel of to flow to others, not a dead end street.
上帝的祝福呢，是为了我们成为别人祝福的管道，而不是一个尽头。
Recently, I bought a book from Wisdom and with a very interesting title.
最近呢，我在智慧书籍买了一本书，它的书名呢非常有趣。
And I find it to be true.
我也感觉呢非常的真实。
Describes two kinds of people.
它里面呢讲述了两群的人。
This book is entitled Cat and Dog Theology.
这本书名呢叫这个猫和狗的神学。
Maybe some of you read Cats and Dogs, you understand a little more about their characteristic.
或许你家里有养猫狗的话呢，你就比较了解猫狗的一些的属性。
Dogs are known to have attributes like loyalty.And service and faithfulness.
狗呢？其中一些的属性呢，就是他们就是非常的忠心，愿意服侍他主人的。
And that's but cats they have acquired traits like independence and aloofness.
反而猫呢，就比较这个孤立和怪癖的。
And dogs say to God.
那狗呢，就像上帝这样说。
Lord, you love me.
主啊，你爱我。
You bless me abundantly.
你丰丰富富的来祝福我。
You gave your life for me.
你也把生命赐给我。
You must be God.
你肯定是上帝。
But cats say this.
可是猫就这样说。
Lord, you love me.
主啊，你爱我。
You gave your life for me.
你也把生命赐给了我。
You bless me abundantly.
你丰丰富富的祝福我。
I must be God.
那肯定我是上帝了。
Both believe in God.
两者都相信上帝。
But one believes that God exists to serve them.
可是，一群呢，他们相信呢，上帝存在是为了服侍他们。
Make them happy.
为了使他们更加的快乐。
Make them comfortable and easy. Their life just to be comfortable and easy. That's why I believe in you, Lord.
为了使他们的生活呢更加的舒适，更加的一帆风顺，所以上帝要来服侍我。
So they see blessings and mainly for their own enjoyment.
所以他们把这个祝福呢看为自己的利益和享受。
And they want to keep those blessings.
也要把祝福留给自己而已。
Life is about them.
生命呢只关乎他们自己。
That's cat theology.
这就是猫的神学。
Those with a dog theology also seek God's blessing.
那些相信狗神学的呢，也一样的寻求上帝的祝福。
They also come with boldness and ask God to bless them.
他们也非常勇敢的向上帝祈求祝福。
But they say, Lord, bless us so that we can advance your kingdom.
可是呢，他们寻求上帝的祝福呢，好让他们能够扩展上帝的国度。
Bless us so that we can help others.
祝福我们，好让我们能够帮助别人。
Bless us so that we can reach out to those who have nothing.
好让我们呢，能够接触那些缺乏的。
Bless us so that we can help the poor.
好让我们能够帮助穷人。
And that we can bring hope to those who are with broken lives.
也好让我们能够把盼望呢带给生命破碎的人。
Bless us so that we can carry your good news to the ends of the world.
祝福我们，好让我们能够把好消息呢传遍全地。
And so they see themselves as conduit or pipeline of blessings.
所以他们呢把自己看为是祝福的管道。
What theology do you have?
所以你所有的神学是哪一类呢
？Cat theology，
猫的神学
；or dog theology，
或者是狗的神学呢
？The prayer of this psalmist embraces the dog theology。
诗人在这个诗篇的祷告呢，就是相信狗的神学了。
God have mercy upon us and bless us so that your ways may be known throughout the entire world。
就是说，愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，好让全世界都知道你的道路。
That's the way that God wants。The church to be.
这也就是上帝希望教会所能做的。
Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8.
保罗在哥林多后书第九章第八节这样写。
God will generously provide all you need.
神能将各样的恩惠多多加给你们。
You will always have everything you need and plenty left over.
使你们凡事常常充足。
To share with others.
能多行各样善事。
Do you hear what he said?
你听见他所说的吗
？God will supply all we need.
上帝会供应我们所有的需要。
He will bless us with far more.
甚至绰绰有余的。
For what purpose?
为了什么原因呢
？To spend more on ourselves.
是为了我们可以更加多的花费吗
？To raise our living standard.
来提高我们的生活水平吗？
No, to share with others.
不是，反而呢，要给别人分享。
Especially with those in need.
尤其是有需要的人。
And God wants this good news of His Son demonstrated within His community through acts of love and mercy.
所以呢，上帝呢要他儿子的这个好消息呢，在他的族群当中呢，透过爱和怜悯的行动被传扬出去。
There's a verse in 1 John chapter 4 verse 12.
在这个约翰一书第四章那边这样说。
No one has ever seen God.
没有人见过上帝。
But if we love each other, God lives in me.
可是如果我们彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面。
And His love is brought to full expression in us.
爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
These are powerful words.
这一番话呢是非常有能力的。
We cannot see God.
我们不能看见上帝。
But God is known when there is love in our midst.
可是我们当中如果有爱的话，我们就感觉到上帝的同在。
Not loving in words, but loving in truth in action.
不是口说无凭的爱，反而呢透过我们的行动来灌爱。
And the church is a society that lives out the values and the truth of God's kingdom.
所以教会呢，也就是一个族群一样，我们彼此的来关爱。
And in this way, it attracts others into God's kingdom.
透过这样呢，我们把其他人也吸引到上帝的国度里。
We live in a nation that is loveless, selfish, care for its own people.
我们居住在一个没有爱非常自私的一个世界。
And this is why our country goes through such a lot of problems.
所以呢，我们的国家也陷入了这些种种的问题了。
The church should be different.
教会要不一样。
Ministering to people, all kinds of people in need.
要服侍有各种需要的人士。
Jesus says you have to let your good works shine so that others may give praise to your Father in heaven.
耶稣就这样说，你要使你的行善都发光，好让别人看见，能将赞美归给你的上帝。
We praise God for a good number of people who are reaching out to the Orang Asli people.
我们感谢主呢，有好许多的会友呢，都去服侍这些原住民。
And I think it's a wonderful witness to the nation to say that we care for this nation, we want to bless this nation, and especially care for those who are unwanted, those who are poor, those who nobody want to, you know, help them.
这是一个很美好的见证，表示呢我们关爱，我们要祝福我们的国家，去服侍那些没有人去关爱的人。
We love because the God who lives in us is love.
我们爱，因为住在我们里面的上帝是爱。
And more than that, God blesses so that He wants us to take the gospel out to the rest of the world.
更加重要的是，上帝祝福我们呢，好让我们把福音呢，传给还没听见的人。
There are millions of people who have never heard the gospel.
还有几百万的人呢，还没听过福音。
Thousands of languages that have still not been translated in their language, or even the gospel has not been in their language.
还有好几千种的语言呢，都还没被翻译成圣经，甚至福音书呢，都还没被翻译出来。
The Chinese Bible, we have it for about 200 years now.
我们的中文圣经呢，已经有了大概200多年了。
English Bible much longer than that.
英文圣经就比较久。
But there are still hundreds of languages that don't even have a portion of scripture in their language.
可是呢，还有好几百种的语言呢，连部分的圣经或者福音书呢，都还没被翻译出来。
And this is why we need to pray and encourage brothers and sisters who are doing this, like Wendy, like Philip.
所以呢，我们要更加的为像Wendy 姐妹啊、菲利弟兄他们的事工来代祷。
God desires that no one should perish, but that all should come to repentance and be saved.
上帝呢，他不愿一人沉沦，反而呢，他想万人得救。
And there's a verse in Romans chapter 10.
在罗马书的第十章这样说。
But it says, how can those people call on Jesus to save them unless they believe in Him?
然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？
And how can they believe in him if they never heard about him?
未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？
And how can they hear about him unless someone sends them?
没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
And how can they be sent unless there are people who send them?
若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？
And I think this is why we need to keep sending and supporting missionaries who go to serve in the mission field.
所以我就觉得我们要继续的差派和支持我们的宣教士。
And the vast majority of these unreached people live in the poorest regions of the world.
大部分这些还没有被接触的人士呢，就住在世界比较贫穷的国家。
It is the glory of the church to send out missionaries to these people.
所以呢，教会能够把宣教士差派到这些地方是非常荣耀的。
God had only one son, and He made him a missionary.
上帝只有一个儿子，就把他差派为宣教士了。
Sent him all the way from heaven to this earth.
从天上差派到地到我们的地上。
Deliver us the greatest message that we ever need.
就把我们需要听见的福音传给我们。
And today we are blessed so that we will be blessing to the rest of the world.
今天我们蒙福，好让我们能够成为全地的这个祝福。
That's God's ultimate vision.
这就是上帝最重的意象。
And you find this in Psalm 67 verses 3 to 5.
你能够在诗篇67篇第3到第5节看见。
May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you.
神啊，愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你。
May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the people justly and guide the nations of the earth.
愿万国都快乐欢呼，因为你必按公正审判万民，引导世上的万国。
May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you.
神啊，愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你。
Four times we read, May the peoples, may all the nations praise you.God.
我们一共四次读到呢，愿列邦都称赞你，愿万民都来称赞你。
This is God's ultimate vision.
这就是上帝最重的意象了。
That all the nations and all the peoples of the world might come to a saving knowledge and God of God and so give Him praise.
就是呢，万国和万民呢都来认识上帝的这个救恩。
And so they will rejoice and praise God for His just and kind ways.
于是呢，他们就为了上帝的公义来欢呼。
In fact, this has been God's plan from the beginning.
其实呢，这也是上帝从太初的计划。
When God called Abraham,
当上帝呼召亚伯拉罕的时候
，He said, "I will bless you."
他说我会祝福你。
I'll make a nation out of you.
我要把你成为强国。
And I will bless that nation.
我要祝福这个国。
And through that, I'm going to bless the entire world.
透过这个国呢，我要祝福全世界。
And so, from Abraham, God created the nation of Israel.
所以就透过亚伯拉罕呢，就以色列国就成立了。
Came out of slavery.
就从这个奴隶之地被拯救出来。
And then He gave them His laws.
上帝也把他的律法赐给他们。
And He made them kings out of them.
也从他们当中就立王了。
He blessed them abundantly.
也丰丰富富的祝福他们。
At the time of Solomon, gold was said as to be as common as the stones on the street.
在所罗门的皇朝的时代呢，黄金啊就像街边的石头一样的普遍。
But unfortunately, the more God blessed Israel,
可是呢，当上帝越祝福以色列国的时候
，the further they went from Him,
他们就越来越远离上帝了。
They forgot His kindness.
他们就忘了上帝的慈爱。
They thought they were rich because of their own ability and intelligence.
他们以为他们富足起来是因为他们本身的努力和才干。
They thought their wealth was their own and they could use it as they liked.
他们以为这些财物呢都属于他们的，他们就可以任意的去的花。
They became proud.
他们就非常的骄傲。
They became selfish.
也非常的自私。
They forgot God's law to care for those who are needy.
他们也遗忘了上帝。上帝的律法要给别人分享。
They begin to use the court and corrupt it to serve the rulers and exploit the poor.
他们甚至呢就把这利用了这些法院为了那些掌管者的利益。
And they went after other gods.
他们也敬拜其他的神。
And God spoke through Hosea in this way.
那上帝就透过先知何西亚这样说。
How prosperous Israel is, a luxuriant wine loaded with fruit, but the richer the people get, the more pagan altars they build, the more bountiful their harvest, the more beautiful their sacred pillars.
以色列是 茂盛的葡萄树结果繁多，果子越多就越增添祭坛，地土越肥美就越造美丽的柱像。
And so the more they were blessed, the further they get away from God.
所以当他们的祝福越来越多的时候，他们也越来越远离上帝
了。 They were still religious.
他们仍然的守宗教。
They still came to the temple.
他们也照样的来到圣殿。
They still offered their sacrifices.
也照样的就是献祭。
But their hearts were far from God.
可是他们的心呢，却远离了上帝。
And because they consistently rejected God,
就是因为他们持续的拒绝了上帝。
Their land and temple were destroyed.
他们的土地和圣殿呢，都被毁灭了。
And they were sent to exile.
甚至到最终灭亡国了。
And their blessings ultimately became a curse.
他们的祝福呢，到最终呢，转为这个咒诅了。
But although Israel failed,
虽然以色列失败了，
God remained faithful.
可是上帝呢，仍然是信实的。
He still wanted to bless the rest of the nation as he promised Abraham.
他仍然的要祝福这个国家，就像他应许向亚伯拉罕承诺了。
And that's why he sent Jesus, a descendant of Abraham.
所以上帝就差派了他的儿子耶稣，也就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And through Jesus, all of us today are blessed.
透过耶稣呢，我们每一个人今天都蒙福了。
And through the gospel now that has gone to different parts of the world, different parts of the world are being blessed.
也透过这个福音传遍到世界各地呢，这个世界也得到祝福了。
This fulfilled God's promise, God's vision.
就应允了上帝的意象和应许。
So Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 3 verse 8.
所以保罗在加拉太书第三章第八节这样写。
Long ago the scriptures say God would accept, would bless the Gentiles because of their faith. That is why God told Abraham the good news.That all nations will be blessed because of him.
并且圣经既然预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕，说万国都必因你得福。
And we are part of that blessing.
我们也成为了这个祝福的一份子。
We give God the glory.
我们将荣耀归给主。
We praise him.
我们赞美他。
But God wants these praises.To be found right around the world in different parts and different nations and tribes and people and language group.
可是呢，上帝要把这些赞美的声音呢，从世界每一个角落、每一个族群呢，都发出来。
Because the blood of Jesus was shed to redeem men and women from every tribe, nation.Of the world.
因为耶稣流出的宝血呢，是为了拯救世界的每一个族群。
And John in his vision in Revelation chapter 7.
那约翰呢，在启示录第七章所看见的这个异象呢。
When he saw heaven.
当他看见天堂。
He said that he saw before him a great multitude, no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language before the throne, worshiping God.
他说呢，约翰说，我观看有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前。
This is why the church needs to consider itself a privilege to be a channel of blessing and be part of God's program to bless the nations.
所以呢，教会能够成为这个祝福的管道，这份工作的一份子呢，是非常荣幸的。
And then we read at the end of Psalm 67 that God will transform the world. They will transform the land.
然后在诗篇六十七篇的最后两节，我们看见呢，上帝会来改变这个万国。
The world that is cursed now today.
今天被咒诅的这个世界呢
，will be transformed.
将会被改变。
God's purpose will be fulfilled.
上帝的旨意呢，将被实现。
In verse 6 it says, "The land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us."
第六节说，地已经出了土产，神就是我们的神，要赐福于我们。
And God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear Him.
神要赐福于我们， 地的四极都要敬畏他。
So we see blessings coming into a full cycle.
所以我们看见祝福呢是一个完整的循环。
God has mercy upon us.
上帝向我们是怜悯。
He blesses.
他祝福我们。
His smile is on us.
他向我们微笑。
Then we take that blessing to others.
然后我们把这份祝福呢传给别人。
And the nations are blessed.
所以呢，万国都蒙福了。
And the earth will be blessed.
所以全地也蒙福了。
It will yield its harvest.
地也会出土产。
God has truly blessed us.
上帝的确的已经祝福了我们。
And we need to continue to pray and give towards the work of missions.
我们要继续来代祷，要奉献与这些宣教的事工。
Thank God that our mission fund close to $500,000.Is given primarily to the work of missions.
感谢主，我们教会的宣教基金有将近500,000令吉，也支持了很多的宣教士的工作。
It's blessing many lives.
也祝福了很多的生命。
And we need to continue to give towards that.
所以我们也要继续的来奉献。
And we also need to pray for the unreached people.
也要为还没有被接触的族群呢来代祷。
And you can also join.The mission team that goes to our vineyards and to the Orang Asli.
你也可以参与这个三个卫理葡萄园和原住民的事工。
You can also go for a short-term mission.
你也可以参加短期的宣教工作。
2 weeks ago, my daughter who turned 19 on her birthday, went to South Africa for 3 months.
两个星期前呢，我的女儿。在他19岁生日的当天呢，就去南非3个月的宣教。
Thank God for opening the door for her to have that opportunity to go there and serve there.
我们感谢主呢，给她开门，能够到南非去服侍。
There she's working with the blacks and the poor people.
在那边呢，她要服侍黑人和穷人的群。
There she observes some work among the AIDS and the HIV.
也帮助一些艾滋病患者。
In some parts in South Africa, 1 out of every 5 is an AIDS or HIV person.
在南非的某一些部分呢，有1/5的人口呢都患上了这个艾滋病。
And she'll be involved in some evangelism in different parts of the country as well.
那在当地的某一些部分呢，她也将参与一些的布道工作。
And so she's learning to serve others.
所以她学习服侍别人。
She learns to put her faith into action.
她也学习怎样的把她的信心呢以行动表达。
And we are thankful for many.Who give us support as well as the church support?
我们也非常感激教会和很多弟兄姊妹的支持。
You know, but all of us can be involved in missions.
可是我们每一个人都能参与这个宣教。
And as a church get involved and become a channel of blessing to others,
当教会也一样的成为别人祝福的管道的时候
，God will bless us.
上帝会祝福我们。
And the ends of the world will come to fear Him.
那甚至全地呢？都要来敬畏他。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
You are the God of the nations. You are God of the entire earth. Your heart, your compassion goes to those who are harassed, helpless. And you are moved by all that has taken place.And we know that it is your very own desire to reach out to these people who suffer. And thank you for hundreds and thousands of people who serve in different ways, in different fields. And Lord, we pray that as we this month take time to consider your word for us, you speak to our hearts, you give us all a great sense that we're involved in a great plan of God in which you will bring to fulfillment. And that our involvement small as it is something that is pleasing in your sight, and that you will continue to help us and bless us so that we will honor you with all that you've given to us. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.